Track 6. Boot exchange to save money. An insurance broker in Newton Abbott has launched a boot exchange scheme to help parents save money as they try to keep up with their kids' growing feet. Howden has set up a shelf in his community window of its Courtney Street branch where people can donate their old boots and swap them for a different pair. We take such pride in supporting grassroots clubs and are keen to ensure everyone who wants to play sport can. That's why we run boot exchange in several of our branches, a Howden spokesperson said. It's fun, sustainable, and means everyone can keep playing, the spokesperson added.
League donates vital training equipment. Newton Abbott Hospital League of Friends has donated a vital piece of training equipment to volunteer emergency doctors. The League of Friends donation of £3,224 enabled Basics Devon to buy a difficult airway simulator, which will help train the volunteer medics in intubating patients. Basics Devon, part of the British Association for Immediate Care, is a network of volunteer emergency doctors who support the South Western Ambulance Service by using their specialist skills and equipment to provide pre-hospital emergency care. Representatives from Basics Devon visited the League of Friends at Newton Abbott Hospital this week to explain how the simulator works. Basics Devon Operations Manager Connor Colby explained how vital the simulator will be in training the volunteer doctors to better manage unanticipated difficult intubation, such as in the case of where anaphylactic shock swells the tongue, in accordance with the Difficult Airway Society guidelines. Newton Abbott Hospital League of Friends has donated a total of £22,447 to Basics Devon since 2018, contributing to the purchase of life-saving equipment and an emergency response vehicle. This is an incredible amount, said Basics Devon fundraising manager Amy Bell. We are enormously grateful to the League of Friends for helping to equip our responders to help treat the sick and injured, she added. Last year, Basics Devon volunteers attended 441 call-outs and were first on scene for nearly a third of these. Cardiac arrests are one of the main reasons for Basics volunteers to be called out.
Buses every 15 minutes proposed. People across Devon are being invited to have their say on future plans for transport in the county, including buses from Newton Abbott to Exeter every 15 minutes. A public consultation on the Devon and Torbay Local Transport Plan 4, which sets out the transport priorities across the county between 2025 and 2040, launched this week. The plan's vision is for well-integrated and accessible transport to facilitate sustainable growth, support net zero carbon targets by 2050 at the latest, improve travel choice, and benefit people's health and well-being. A number of priorities are proposed across all areas of Devon, including 15-minute bus service frequency from Newton Abbott to Exeter, completion of the South West resilience work on the railway between Dawlish and Teignmouth, completion of planned highway links in Teignbridge, including A382 improvements, and much more besides. The full draft document of the plan is available to view on the Have Your Say webpage on Devon County Council's website. The deadline for feedback is Saturday, November the 30th. Councillor Andrea Davis, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "We want people to get involved and give us their views on these plans. Transport and connectivity plays a vital role in helping make Devon and Torbay a healthier and more prosperous place in which to grow up, live and work." Councillor Stuart Hughes, Cabinet Member for Highway Management, said, By having your say on the local transport plan and cycling and walking infrastructure plan, we can then prioritise schemes for investment.
Gasworks. A main road through Newton Abbot is partially closed as upgrades to the gas network begin. East Street is under a one-way system as of Monday, the 7th of October. It is closed eastbound to allow Wales and West utilities to upgrade the gas pipes. Devon County Council's interactive roadwork map gives an estimated end date of December the 13th. Wales and West will replace close to 400 metres of old metallic gas pipes with new plastic ones. This closure comes after Woolborough Street was closed for the same reason.
Temporary Market Hall. The new temporary indoor market in Newton Abbot is due to officially open next week. Mayor of Newton Abbot, Councillor Alex Hall, will be cutting the ribbon to the new premises in the former post office building on Wednesday at midday. The temporary space will be home of the town's indoor traders until the multi-million pound renovation of the Market Hall building is completed.
Care Leader receives recognition. A leader at an Exminster-based West Bank Community Health and Care has been presented with a prestigious award. Andy Hood, who oversees West Bank's carers' services, was named Team Leader of the Year at the Care and Support West Awards 2024. Now in their 11th year, the awards recognise the work of care professionals across the region. Andy attended a ceremony at Ashton Gate Stadium in Bristol to receive a trophy in recognition of his leadership of a team that supports more than 30,000 unpaid carers across Devon. Andy said, "I'm absolutely delighted to win a Care and Support West Award this year for my role leading West Bank's Devon Carers Service. It is great to be recognised in this way, and for the hard work from my team that has gone into developing our fantastic service for unpaid carers. It is particularly rewarding for us to receive this accolade in the year during which Devon Carers is celebrating its 25th anniversary. West Bank Community Health and Care started Devon Carers as a small group locally, but this has expanded to cover the whole county to become one of the largest charitable organisations in the UK. It helps both adults and young carers, with 2,500 under-18s registered with Devon Young Carers.